29. On the Absolution. Vi looks up, heaves a sigh, and smiles as if she's finally free of a heavy weight. Cardinal has never wanted to shock her as much as he does right now, but he wants her to remain relaxed. Perhaps now that she's told this story and thinks she's safe, he can dig deeper or trip her up somehow. Still, he's angry. Because there's nothing in the story he can use, and she promised there would be.
"And that's it?" he says. "That's the end?"
Well, to be fair, the story isn't over yet. You and I are still here, and Siv and Torby are waiting on Parnassus. We could change that, you know. He glances up at Iris, glad he had her disable the cams. Interrogation is one thing, but discussing defection is another, even if he's only tolerating the spy's screed to keep her talking. "But you promised me intel that could take down Phasma and information surrounding Brendel's death. This was Siv's story, and I don't care about Siv. She has no idea what happened to Phasma after they left the planet. Anything else is conjecture." Vi jerks her chin at the water, and he helps her drink. "Thanks," she says. "Thing is, a good spy doesn't need conjecture because there are other ways to follow a story. If, for example, someone on my side was able to hack into a stolen troop transporter and access the cam feed from the day Phasma left Parnassus." At that, he perks up and leans in.
"That wouldn't tell you everything."
"Not everything, but plenty. Audio, visual, and body language can tell a good story." Cardinal is concerned that the Resistance can steal and hack First Order ships so easily. Do his superiors know about that? If so, they've kept such mistakes hidden from Cardinal, even though he's a captain and should know when his transporters disappear. But for now, he's more interested in taking down Phasma.
"Then tell it," he says.